Welcome to the Femdom Zone, a part of the Girl Bullies universe where anything is possible, no matter how embarrassing. A magical realm where weak and timid men find their nightmares and wet dreams merging into one. A place where you will be totally powerless and utterly exposed. You only end up here with a cheeky devil like me if something has made you feel truly desperate or totally humiliated. Or if a woman in your life really, really thinks you deserve to be punished. I smell. Come. Is that coming from you? Oh. I know your type. Are you a little premature ejaculator? A quick shooter? A minute man. Now let's see. Let's figure out just a little bit more. So, has this problem gotten in the way of your relationships? Did your girlfriend maybe break up with you because she was so disappointed by you? Or maybe you've never even had a girlfriend. Maybe you've never even fucked the same person twice. Because the first time lasted a minute. Do you really think that a full minute is gonna satisfy a girl? I don't think so. Especially not when we have all of these things to satisfy ourselves with. It's really hard to compete, isn't it? You seem a little bit more humiliated, though. Maybe it was public. Maybe you were somewhere where there was a bunch of people, and your little bitty problem of yours was exposed. Did everyone see it? Was it on display? All of those options sound really tough. Has this been a lifelong thing? Or did this just suddenly pop up? Who knows? Because no one would even pity you to fuck you a second time. No one would do anything with that. A little premature ejaculator. Tell me, were they so mean to you when they found out? Or did they try to be nice? Did any of the girls tell you, oh, no, it's okay. No, but really, it's fine. And if they did, you knew it really wasn't fine, right? That's never fine. You will always be a disappointment to them. You will never satisfy anyone with that. It doesn't matter what motion you're doing or if you put on some sort of like cock enhancer, because you will always finish just too fast. You're better off maybe getting like a hollowed out strap on and fucking them that way. How humiliating, right? The fact that you have a cock down there, but it just doesn't work. sensing more of, like, public embarrassment from you. Now, what could it be? Tell me. Did you tell yourself that this little problem of yours would magically get better one day? Did you convince yourself that this is something that you would just outgrow? You quickly found that you didn't outgrow it, did you? I'm sure it followed you all the way into college. And it happened in the worst way. The most humiliating way. You were probably at, like, this huge party with all of the fraternity and sorority girls around, right? And they invited you because they felt bad for you. You weren't even cool enough to get into a fraternity. They just kept you around like a little water boy, just grabbing their drinks for them, making sure everyone was okay, cleaning up after the entire party. And while you were cleaning, you found yourself in the kitchen around this giant table, surrounded by all of those college guys that you envy, and they're surrounded by your biggest crush, right? I'm talking about the hottest girl on campus. You know the type. I'm sure she echoes in your head forever. That memory of her at the party, her with her hair down, wearing those denim shorts, looking so perfect. And there she was, around that table, smiling, but not at you, almost looking past you. But you're just so naive that you decided, maybe if I just stand there, they'll like me. I can be included in conversation. So you walk up. But that's not what you got, was it? You were included in some way, but not in the way that you thought you would be. There was a bottle spinning. You watched that bottle go round and round. Everyone kissing. You hoped and prayed that it would land on you. So maybe you can get some of that love and attention and affection that pathetic brain so desperately craved, right? And boy, did that bottle spin! Right on you. Facing you, and at the opposite end. Oh my God. That girl. The girl that made your heart just skip a beat. And you thought, this is my moment. This is my movie moment, right here. My life is just gonna change. Oh, you had to sit there because you didn't even walk up to her. She walked up to you. She gave you a little look. Said, fine, whatever. And if that wasn't embarrassing enough, when she leaned in, you already felt your heart beating out of your chest. The smell of her perfume was enough to make that teeny dick hard. But it's so tiny that she couldn't even see it. Thank goodness that she couldn't see it, because she hadn't even touched you yet. So, she pitied you. Everyone around her told her these are the rules and you have to kiss who it lands on. After some back and forth, she finally threw her hands up and touched you. She placed her hands right on your cheeks, pulled you in, and right when you could feel her soft, pillowy lips kiss you, before she could even actually really kiss you, you know, like you just watched everyone do with tongue and hot and heavy makeout, you You creamed in your pants, didn't you? You squirted right in your tidy whities before anything could happen. Before you could kiss her back. Your lips wouldn't even close because it was such an intense orgasm. Your mouth opened like, Everyone knew what was happening. Did you really think that you could hide that? Do you think that people make that face for no reason? And right when everyone saw that, their eyes darted down. Before you could cover that mess that has been haunting you for years, right? It was exposed. A big wet spot right here on the side of your leg. And everyone knew that you weren't drinking. No, you didn't have anything. You were too busy cleaning up and serving everyone else. So it was obvious. You squirted in your pants. You premature ejaculated in front of a room full of everyone that you envy. The hottest girls on campus. The jocks that already give you little noogies in the hallways and give you wedgies all the time. Now they had much more ammo to make fun of you with. That's what happened, isn't it? Makes a lot of sense. And with the way that you're looking at me right now with those puppy dog eyes, I know that it's true. You've probably came into more panties than you have in a girl. Isn't that right? I can tell that this total lack of cock control is weighing on your poor little heart. Try not to pop. I bet that you would do anything for me to cure your premature ejaculation. What would you even do, though? You wouldn't know what to do with yourself, would you? You probably don't even know how to stroke. You're so used to coming so quickly. Isn't that right, little two-pump chump? You're probably so awkward. All of those girls were probably so glad that it was over. You're probably fumbling, couldn't stroke right, can't even fuck because you've never been given the opportunity to. Betrayed by your own lack of cock control. I can imagine the look on their faces whenever they realize that you, poof, popped, right? Popped in just one insert in under a minute. They were probably shocked, you know, felt kind of bad, and then they were probably so mad. Tell me, did you try to redeem yourself? I can see you right now on your hands and knees just begging to redeem yourself, begging for another chance. Did you beg to at least go down on them to try to make up for your lack of cock control? I bet that they didn't even really let you, did they? I mean, if you can't move your cock, how on earth could you move your tongue? They probably felt so angry with you that they only allowed you to eat their ass. They just spread their ass open and said, "Here, I guess you can have this, right?" And you know what the best part about it? I mean, best for me, but worst for you, is that you probably came all over their floor again, didn't you? Bursted all over their floor. And not only have they been left disappointed by you, but now they have a total mess on their floor. So now they're just as pissed off. You disappointed them sexually. You've made a mess on their floor. And now you have finished twice and they haven't finished once. Bet those girls were really angry with you. Well, I guess I'm willing to play a little game with you. Here's the thing. If you can last as long as my toy here, I'll cure your premature ejaculation problem. Are you ready? Start choking. Oh, come on. Actually, stroke. It has to be real strokes for it to count. I know. You're trying so hard not to hit your soft spot, not to get where it really feels good, not to stroke so fast. Because you don't want to come, do you? You want to cure this problem. Well, you look at that. At least you can last 10 seconds with your hand. Good job. You try to hold it. Here you go. Try to hold it. You can do it. Oh, you're struggling so hard. Is it really difficult not to come? You can do it. I mean, how bad do you want this problem gone? You can hold out. Come on, I know it's hard. Keep stroking. Keep going. Faster. I didn't say that you could take your hands off, did I? No, you need to be stroking the entire time. Fast, good, long strokes. Here you go. Oh, is it getting more challenging? Do you feel your balls filling up with cum already? Is it pulsing in your hand yet? You can do it. Hold it. Hold it. Don't squirt just yet. Don't pop. Come on, hold out for me. You can do it. Oh, will you look at that? You made it! I guess a deal is a deal, right? Congratulations. You're cured. Now you can fuck as long as you want with a real girl. No, seriously, I mean it. But there is a little catch. I said that I would cure your premature ejaculation problem, which I did. But I also made it where you can only have a real orgasm when your cock is covered. When it's in your pants, that's the only way that you can come. You won't be able to come inside a girl. But at least you can last for hours now, right? You remember your college party mishap? Well, now it'll be just like that. Forever.